just a romantic name, isn't it? The Odontocasto Channel, the Huon Waterway. I think if you're in parts far away, it would draw you to Tasmania. For us, it's just a quick trip down the highway, and it's there. It offers so much, but it's also so important too for business, for recreation, and for the environment. There was a Waterways mini conference on today, and the Waterways, of course, are, as I say, shared use waterways, and a program covering a number of those areas today. With me is Napel Crane, who's the Odontocasto and Huon Collaboration Coordinator and Catchments and Coastal Coordinator. Gosh, there's a lot of C's in that one, Napel. Good afternoon.
Hello, Louise.
A lot of C's in that title.
There are, yes. It's a difficult title.
It's a wonderful area, isn't it? But the shared use, I guess, is the key to the sustained health of the waterway, isn't it? Everyone working with everyone else?
Absolutely, and I guess that's what the collaboration is all about and what today was all about. We had people from all different backgrounds and interests coming along to the conference today. We had about 100 people come through today, and we covered a lot of different topics throughout the mini-conference.
What were some of the topics that there was interest in?
We had an absolutely jam-packed program covering a huge range of topics. We looked at the value of the waterway, how we value the waterway, waterway condition, the management of the waterway, biodiversity, and we looked at coastal hazards as well.
There are sometimes conflicts that do arise in the use of the waterway. Do you think there is a sense that these things can be addressed or can be worked out by the users?
I think so, and I think that was, again, what today was about. We had all these different interests in the waterway. And it was a really positive day. We had researchers from CSIRO, IMAS. We had people from local government coming to give talks. And again, from in the audience, we had recreational fishing, industry, peak bodies, community, local care, land care and coast care groups. So, you know, I think it showed today that we can actually work together in understanding the issues and moving forward.
We certainly get regular updates on the health of the Derwent itself. When it comes to that specific waterway, what kind of evidence do we have about how well it's coping?
Oh, that's a very difficult question. and again, that's something that we covered today. So we actually looked at the health of the waterway in the morning. And we've actually, I've spoken about it before, but we've developed a report card for the Odontocasto, and that's based on the Derwent Estuary Program model. So this year we released our first report card, and you can look that up on our website. Cool. Quite a few of these different topics.
Mm. Because ongoing, I guess, the impact of from the natural occurrences such as stormwater to the use of industry all changes over time. We saw that, of course, with the Derwent, and is that evident that things are changing or things are improving when it comes to the Huon and Odontocasto?
I think, well, today we, you know, obviously I can't speak for all the researchers, but today we talked about that, and there hasn't been a lot of evidence of change, I guess, when we looked at the reef monitoring that's being done. But yeah, I mean, it's something that everybody is looking at, that's for sure. Mm.
Is this going to become a regular thing, Napel? Is it an aim to get people together regularly?
I think it should be. I actually had to stop promoting this event because we had so many registrations, and we had to limit the numbers because of the venue. So I think everybody wants to know more, and I think we should definitely be having this as a regular thing.
Well, congratulations to today's event and to everyone involved, and thanks for your time, Napel.
Okay, thanks, Louise.
Thank you. That's Napel Crane, who is the Odontocasto and Huon Collaboration Coordinator and Catchments and Coastal Coordinator at NRM South on 936 ABC Hobart. Thanks.